I'm Barry Martin. Thanks for tuning in for the show today. And it's time again on a Monday for our Mindful Mondays segment. And we're today featuring a look at the new Salvation Army Culinary Training Program. And we welcome into the studio Peter Uwe, who is a member of the Advisory Board for the Salvation Army. Peter, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Glad to have you. And tell me, how long have you been connected to Salvation Army?
I've been a part of the advisory board of the local Salvation Army Corps for two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. And what got you started?
You know, I really believe in their mission. You know, the Salvation Army is open to everyone and anyone that needs help. They have a local food program that, you know, feeds anywhere between 100 and 125 individuals every day, lunchtime. The Salvation Army is also one of the largest adult rehabilitation service providers in the country. And, you know, who would not want to be a part of that?
Very good. What's your personal background?
My background is I'm retired. I moved to Napa in 1995, Barry. Married a woman that grew up in St. Helena, so it was like a homecoming for her. Mm-hmm. And we raised our family here. I'm retired now, and it was appropriate for me to start to think about how do I give back to this really great community.
That's a great thought. So tell us about this program now. Approval was just given last week for a residential component that goes along with this program. But let's talk about the training aspect. First of all, there's a culinary training program, right?
Absolutely. Three or four years ago, the local office of the Salvation Army went through an assessment. They wanted to determine how best can we utilize our assets that we have here in Napa. We had a feed-in program. We had a commercial kitchen. And knowing that the Salvation Army is one of the largest adult rehabilitation providers, one of the things we determined was that the next step is maybe helping those individuals that have persevered through whatever trauma they've suffered, whether it's homelessness or addiction of any kind, was then finding a job. You know, we all know that employment is one of the key factors in maintaining sobriety and maintaining, you know, a normalcy to anyone's life. And we said, we've got an asset here, a commercial kitchen. We have a feed-in program. We seem to have many of the components that are necessary for a training program involving the culinary trade. Secondly, you know, the hospitality industry is one of the few industries in this country that is willing to give people a second chance. And who can say that, you know, our hospitality industry here in the Valley is second to none? So we thought we had a synergy of just so many different components coming together. We decided this would be something that we could implement and help many of our individuals that have persevered through trauma succeed.
Very good. Has the program already begun to operate, or is it about to begin?
You know, we launched it at the very beginning of 2017. We have two 16-week programs per year. So we are now have just launched session three. As a matter of fact, this is the third week of session three out of their 16 weeks. It's a fairly rigorous program. The curriculum was designed in collaboration with the CIA. They were good enough to provide one of their chef instructors, looked at a curriculum, a skeleton that we had, and they enhanced it with everything that they would want to see their students complete. And it's their curriculum that we've implemented. It's a fairly rigorous day, Barry. Classes start at 7 with classroom instruction and prepping for what's coming for the day. Our students are divided into teams, whether it's prep, whether it's on the line, whether it's service. And then it, you know, the meals prepared and provided for our daily lunch program. Involved in the morning session would be receiving product, inspecting product, making sure the product is acceptable for use in a restaurant. And then it ends at 2 with a debrief of what went on during the day and what's up for the next coming day.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, it is. We're really thrilled. We've not only partnered with the CIA, but the hospitality industry and the mental health community in the, in this town has been marvelous partners. Many of our graduates have found employment with some of our major hospitality employers here in the Valley, Silverado Resorts, Meritage Resorts, Embassy Suites, and out of our second class, we had someone placed at Charlie Palmer's at the Archer. So we're very proud of our students. So they put in a hard day. Our goal is to make sure they can walk into any kitchen in the Valley and understand what the executive chef wants them to do. We've all seen burnt, and every chef does it their way, and it's their kitchen. And I'm proud to say that our students know how to say, yes, chef.
Yeah, very good. How many students are taking part at a time?
Yeah, our capacity is anywhere between 8 to 12, and we found that the size of our kitchen, the volume of the food we need to produce on a daily basis, the effectiveness of the instruction, and being able to ensure that every student is partnered with a mental health provider and a caseworker, we found that anywhere between 8 to 12 is a optimal size for us.
So these 8 to 12 workers are in training are putting together the lunch for service to the Salvation Army's clients or customers.
You know, that's one of the benefits of the Culinary Training Academy is we felt, you know, we have a feed-in program. How can we, one, ensure that we're getting the right kind of food to folks that need it, and leverage that by saying how can we train people to actually prepare the food. So, yes, they are. They're responsible for approximately 1,000 meals a week. You know, that includes 100 to 125 daily meals at the Salvation Army, and then they also prepare meals for the South Shelter.
Wow. So that's a pretty comparable experience, I would think, to a hotel restaurant or culinary program or a good-sized independent restaurant.
You know, very much so. Of course, you know, there are restaurants that can do anywhere between 500 and 1,000 meals a day. But our goal is to make sure that our students understand the stress and the pace of a high-quality, top-tier operation. And because of that, you know, because of that high-stress, fast-paced organization, we felt that, you know, all of our students really needed the support, the emotional, the mental health support that can come with partnering with an organization like Mentis.
Yeah, for sure. The students, how are they getting by to pay their own bills, considering they're working pretty much a full-time shift here? Is that five days a week? Or
It's Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, absolutely. And that's a great question, Barry. One, the program is not inexpensive. However, it is free to all of our students. We view this as just a continuation of what the Salvation Army does. And the mental health services, we contract with Mentis to make sure that there's no cost to our students. The Salvation Army, we do house, you know, last session we housed five students. This session we're housing another four students. You saw that the Planning Commission approved our plan to move forward to provide three more bedrooms on site, which is going to allow us to house another six students. We've been very fortunate in this valley where we've worked with folks like Serenity Homes, where we've been able to help subsidize some of the rent that our students would have to pay if they're staying at Serenity Homes. And candidly, Bear, we've had students that graduated were housed at the South Shelter. So we don't boot them out as soon as graduation day happens. There's some lead time coming into the program, and there's certainly some transition time after the program. And then once they're employed, they can secure their own housing.
Very good. We're talking here with Peter Uwe. He's representing the Salvation Army. He's an advisory board member. And this is our Mindful Mondays segment brought to you by Mentis. Back with more in a moment. 7:19 now at KVON, and we're back on the morning show for Monday, January 22nd. Each Monday, we have our Mindful Mondays segment at 7 o'clock. And joining us today, Peter Uwe, advisory board member with the Salvation Army. And we've been talking about the culinary training program there, which is now into its second year. And Peter, we were talking off the air about the interaction, the collaboration between Salvation Army and Mentis in this particular program.
Yes, we were. You know, one of the things about the culinary training program is we wanted to make it as realistic and as professional as any other school out there, because ultimately, you know, our graduates will go into the environment that's high stress, fast pace. Working with students that have persevered over some of the trauma they've had in their lives, we knew that it was really important to make sure we had the right kind of professional mental health care to support our students in their journey. And Mentis has been in the county. They're probably the oldest mental health care provider here in the county, and they're steps away from our campus. And we felt like they were the right organization with the right kind of skills and professionals to help our students succeed.
Very good. Is there such a thing as a typical student in this program? I'm thinking of age range, background, gender. You know, who are we seeing?
You know, that's a great question, Barry. Our classes open up to adults, so minimum age is 18. Many of our students are in their midlife, 40 in their mid-40s. Some are in their early 20s. The typical student is an individual that has had some challenges in their life, whether it's homelessness or any other type of trauma. All of them are in recovery. All of them have maintained sobriety. All of them have worked really hard to get to where they are. And why do we know that? Well, we've involved part of our partnership with Mentis is that they're a part of our the selection process to make sure that the individuals that come into the program are ready for the rigors of the program. And then what Mentis can do is they provide, weekly follow-up with each individual student. It's on an individual basis to make sure that, one, you know, when you're in a fast-paced environment from 7 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and you're working with people that you may have just met, things can weigh on you. And while all of our students are survivors, they've shown they can survive, what we're trying to do with Mentis is to make sure we show them how to survive in what you and I would call the professional culinary world. And the rules there may be different than when you're living under a bridge. The case managers from Mentis, they're very much in tune as to what to watch for, what triggers may be out there that can cause relapse. And we wanted to make sure that they were a part of our program to minimize the risk of recidivism. They meet with them on a weekly basis, and it doesn't just end at graduation. That's one of the issues that we and the Salvation Army and Mentis have thought long and hard. We can't just turn off the switch on graduation day. So Mentis and their professionals will follow our graduates for another 6 months after graduation to ensure that, one, individuals have a place and an individual to go to should they have concerns or issues to deal with, and that they're going to someone that has a history with them.
That's very good. And tell me again, this residential addition, you're actually going to be modifying your building there in some way?
Well, the Army, many years ago, certainly before my tenure, acquired a single-family home right next to the property. And our Army campus is an office building, and it's got quite a bit of unused land between the single-family home that we own and the office building. It's zoned office and residential, and we've worked with a manufacturer of manufactured homes, and we're looking to place a 3-bedroom unit in between the two. The beauty of it is it would allow us to house, in total, we could house, you know, close to 12 individuals. And why we want to go there is we all know housing's an issue in the Valley. And if we can house some of these students, that means we're able to free up housing in other programs, which would allow them to hopefully serve the needs of others that are currently on waiting lists. And the other great thing is that Mentis, they provide transitional housing in some of their programs. They have the expertise in managing dormitory-like activities, individuals living in close proximity to one another. And it's been a long time since I was in college, but I remember my dorm days. And sometimes a little house management was necessary. Well, this is a skill set that Mentis brings to the table, and we're really looking forward to them to be able to help us in that endeavor.
Absolutely. So what are the next steps here? Is this a program that can be bigger than it is?
It's definitely a program that can be bigger than it is, and we want to make sure we grow it in a mindful way. Our capacity here is, you know, up to about 12 students. We find that that is effective. We find that with our partners in the hospitality industry, we've partnered with the Hospitality Industry Partnership, which is an umbrella group of kitchens, restaurants, hotels in the Valley. They've been very supportive in looking at our program and saying this is exactly what we need and providing job opportunities for our graduates. In fact, we've started an advisory committee from specifically some of the employers, and they've come to us and asked us to consider designing a short course, you know, maybe a 30-day course that will help them bring in maybe the high school graduate that may not be going to college, but they'd like to get them some skills to help ease them into the hospitality industry. So we're working with several of our partners in the restaurant industry to design a short course that would fit that particular need.
Finally, to wrap things up, more than 3 months now since the wildfires in October, is Salvation Army still dealing with any fire-related follow-up?
Well, you know, this Valley has been tremendously generous with donations. And, yes, we are, and we've partnered with several organizations. And Senator Bill Dodd was very gracious in making the Salvation Army, both here in Napa and Sonoma, the beneficiary of his holiday party. We're gearing up with other nonprofits in the Valley to help with assistance. We'd like to focus our own on those individuals that fall through the cracks. What we have found is many of individuals that are in the service industries, whether it, in addition to hospitality, but whether they're landscapers or providers of home care, you know, they're the ones that have been displaced. So we're looking to assist anyone that, in terms of job loss because of the fires, and we're set to help with other nonprofits help these individuals get through the economic trauma of either being furloughed because jobs have gone away, with rental assistance, utility assistance, in addition to our food programs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Peter Uwe, advisory board member for the Salvation Army, and he's been here for our Mindful Monday, brought to you by Mentis, and told us all about the Salvation Army's culinary training program and partnerships you have with Mentis and others to make that work. Good job. Thanks for being in today.
Thank you for having me, Barry.